And now we're going to begin with our invocation from our secretary, Connie Simon.
Good morning, good afternoon, good day, everyone. I come to you from Davis, California, on the ancestral lands of the Yochadehiwenten Nation. And I bring you an invocation from Stephen Schick called Our Common Purpose. This moment is beautiful, for we have gathered. This moment is beautiful, for we have gathered in common purpose. This moment is beautiful, for we have gathered in common purpose to do important work. This moment is beautiful, for we have gathered in common purpose to do important work that only we can do. This moment is beautiful, for together we recreate the world. Amen and blessed be.
Thank you. Welcome to the 2023 UUMA annual meeting. Your elected board members are grateful to have you with us to do the annual business of this association. I am Leslie Takahashi, and I use the pronouns she and her. I am here on the ancestral lands of the Ohlone Miwok people in what is known now as the Bay Area of California, and I serve as the president of the UUMA board. We gather today from many kinds of ministries, which now mark our association, and with the understanding that the time of this meeting privileges those of us in particular kinds of positions. So we are grateful to have everyone here. And for those of you who are joining us from community ministries, from chaplaincies, from other organizational ministries, where you've had to work extra hard to be here or are watching this recording after work, we are especially grateful. For all of you, we know that time is always scarce and that the demands are great, so we honor you for investing this time in collegiality and for being patient as we keep trying new ways of doing these imperfect human transactions. Whatever keeps you busy during the day, I want to take a moment to ask you to acknowledge in your hearts the wins from your particular setting, the moments, small as they might be, when you reconnected to that which called you into the ministry. Sometimes in the still too unpredictable nature of our times, the opportunity to savor these precious gifts are all too few and far between. And so I ask you to do so as we're gathering, that we bring the energy of what we have been able to do into this space. And if you would like, we would welcome you to post a few of these in the chat as well. We will inspire each other. And in the same way, because like many things, collegiality has not fully returned to pre-2020 norms, I also know that we do not always feel the support of our colleagues when we face the griefs and losses of this profession. So whether it is the loss of one of our beloved colleagues, the loss of a ministry, or even the loss of a congregation or organization which did not weather the many storms of our times, we take a moment also to create the space between us to hold these as well. Invite you, if that's something that your tender heart would feel sustaining, to also post these in the chat, or if that is not comfortable, to reach out to our care team, or resolve in this moment to reach out to one or more of us to share. So may we gather in the spirit of the mission of the Unitarian Universalist Ministers Association. And here it is. Calling forth courageous and transformative ministries, empowered by love, committed to collective liberation, because we need one another. And with that, I now call the 2023 annual meeting to order, and I recognize our Director of Operations to confirm that we have met a quorum.
Thank you, Leslie. We currently have on our membership rolls 1,911 members, which makes a quorum for business, which is 10% per the bylaws, 191. Seeing 269 and growing in attendance, We have met the required quorum.
Thank you, Jeanette. Next, we will approve our consent agenda, which includes the appointment of our parliamentarian, Kelly Asperth-Jackson, our timekeeper, Nick Cable, and our election tellers, Greg Boyd, Chip Roush, and Jamie Rieger. By approving the consent agenda, we also accept the minutes as found in your annual meeting packet from our 2022 annual meeting and establish rules of procedure for our time together. These rules can be found in the annual meeting packet and posted alongside the final agenda at uuma.org. I recognize Chip Roush to conduct a Zoom poll so that we may vote on the consent agenda.
Hello, gracious colleagues. For the votes for today's meeting, we'll be using the Zoom polling feature. It has its own idiosyncrasies. One of those is it only allows one vote per login. In the past, we attempted to use additional questions for second and third voters, et cetera. This inadvertently caused the poll to be confusing and ultimately less accessible to some of our colleagues. This year, to help increase accessibility, we ask that if you are in a situation where you are sharing a screen, please have one of you answer the poll, and then any additional people use the chat feature in Zoom to cast your votes. If your name begins with A through L, please chat your vote to teller A through L. If it starts with M through Z, please chat your vote to teller M through Z. You get to choose whether it's your first, last, or middle name that you use to determine which teller you chat with. Feel free to switch who is using the poll function and who is using the chat for different votes. And of course, as we heard, if any UUMA members are serving as co-host in this call, vote using the chat feature once the poll has been taken down. Leslie.
Thank you, Chip. While we are taking that vote, I will share briefly my president's report. I was among those who sent you a report for this meeting. I am not going to be repeating the information that's in that, as the board wanted to reserve some time in our very important time together today and also tomorrow to allow us to speak to one another as colleagues. So I'll speak about that a little bit more later in the meeting. On this first day of our business meeting, though, I do want to mention a couple of important frames. We know that the nature of our ministry is shifting, and I would truly suggest that you take the time, if you didn't have the time to do it, I had to do it after the fact, to watch the current trends in congregational ministry video and the discussion, which were held in May. The organizations we minister within are changing, and so ministry itself is changing. And we know with that, that the UUMA cannot stay stagnant and indeed has been shifting throughout this time as the work of our executive team, our previous boards and our staff, as well as today's bylaws changes attest. To state the obvious, we need to continue to figure out ways to better serve in a UUMA in which more members are community ministers, a trend which looks as if it's likely to continue to grow. With all of us spread across a spectrum of time zones and occupations, even finding a time to meet can be problematic, as I mentioned before. Our executive team is continuing to work to keep us relevant on so many of these issues related to the changes we face. I don't need to tell you that we minister in a time of deep divisions in our nation, and those divisions remain among Unitarian Universalism as well. Divisions around who is us, extreme divisions of opinion about what the norms of ministry should be as we talk among ourselves, and differences of opinion about how we can best meet the challenges of these times. These differences have affected us as colleagues, and they add to the stress and the sometimes feeling of being unmoored that we all face. Finding true collegiality remains harder for some of us whose identities may shape the frame of our ministries. And while the vocation that we all love has always been less welcoming to those with marginalized identities. Some among us are facing the tragedy of not being able to live safely in places where they have been called to serve because of the dangers, rising tides of hatred. In this month of Pride, we mourn the dangers facing our trans, non-binary, and gender non-conforming colleagues, even as we celebrate the power, beauty, and creativity of the LGBTQIA community. Okay, so we need to pause, I think, because we were having trouble with launching the, it looks like the poll did launch. Are we okay with that? Okay. I'm on a couple screens, so I'm just going to continue. And if you, someone wants to unmute and tell me to stop, I'll be glad to stop. Thanks. To state that, I want to restate that because that's important to me. So I do want us in this month of Pride to mourn the dangers facing our trans, non-binary, and gender non-conforming colleagues, even as we celebrate the power, beauty, and creativity of the LGBTQIA community that we are so blessed to have in our leadership of our association. To state that which we feel in our bones, we are in a time of many pressures. And in this year, as ministers, we've scrambled to do the things we did pre-2020, as well as to meet the post-2020 expectations. And this with diminished or at least different volunteerism patterns and an increased sense of vulnerability in us and all of those with whom we work. Some of us are asking whether this is the same profession into which we were called, and others are very excited to be innovating and inviting change. Some of us are each of those people on different days. Almost all of us are tired, worn out by the paradox of this time, which trauma researcher Stephen Borges said pitted our need for connection against our needs for safety, creating a psychological energy drain that I think we all feel at times. For all of these reasons, the board has been continuing the tradition of previous boards to have frequent sessions for interchange. We morphed last year's listening sessions into dialogue sessions and have tried to engage in issues that are relevant and vital to the health of ministry. We need these interchanges more and more, and I will say more about this, but want to thank those who have joined us. And we will be continuing with the topic of advocacy on the Thursday, second part of this meeting, again, with an opportunity for you as colleagues to add to the list of topics and add your opinions on what we need to be advocating for together in this time. As I noted, the last part of today's session has been designed for us to meet in collegial circles. In those sessions and throughout this meeting, may we demonstrate what it means to gather in sacred community, affirming the love that is at the center of this faith, the respect we have for one another's worth, and how much we are bound to one another. Thank you. And I now recognize Wendy Bartel to present the bylaws revisions.
Thank you, Leslie. Bylaw changes. A big shout out of gratitude to the Board of Trustees and to the Bylaws Committee. I serve in Schenectady, New York, land of the Kanien-Kihaka, also known as the Mohawk of the Haudenosaunees. Hopefully there's a picture of a screen, a shot of our committee about to appear on your screen. I will continue to read, but Diana Smith, Diana McLean, Lisa Presley, Jeanette Lallier, Patrick McLaughlin, and I worked together for several months. And we did not do this work alone. Bylaw changes. It's fun. So much gratitude to the folks who participated. Melissa Carvel-Zeemer, who allowed us to have some time during the January-February chapter leader calls to invite feedback from these terrific humans, which made the next draft so much better. And thank you to the non-geographic chapters and groups, including the disabled ministers, BIPOC ministers, transgender, non-binary, genderqueer chapter, military chaplains, and some folks who are UUA staff and also UUMA members. And each of these groups offered very useful feedback, which helped us create an even better draft A hearty thanks to those of you who came to the open sessions to offer your concerns, to ask great questions, and your feedback offered. And an even better version emerged. And then we sent out Draft 7 to every UUMA member, inviting more input. Muchas gracias to Jeanette Lallier, Derek Jackson, and Melissa Carvel-Zimmer, our executive team, who also gave some really helpful feedback at a crucial point in the process. And a bow of humble thanks to the Article 2 Study Commission and the Commission on Institutional Change for all of their work, which inspired and informed ours. The current version of Article 1, Section 3 is about the purposes of the UUMA. These words have been available to you, to me, for all of us, for years. So we're not going to spend time reading through them all right now. They're also in your annual meeting packet on page 6, if you'd like to refer to them. There was good work done to create these. We are so grateful to those who have served our UUMA upon whose work we build. And the slides will just continue to advance as we make our way through those. So what are the purposes of the UUMA now and into an emerging future that calls forth courageous and transforming ministries, empowered by love, committed to collective liberation, because we need one another? The Bylaws Committee created a process of discernment and connection where we might be informed by one another's perspectives and our varied types of ministries, as well as stages of development, including formation and retirement. We wanted an opportunity to hear from all of you. Please remember that this is one bylaw in a set of bylaws. Some of the feedback suggestions we got back were covered in other sections of the bylaws or in policy elsewhere. Some were specific examples of something in the four categories that are listed that you'll see soon, and opted to not start listing out those examples. We wanted to be able to have more of a category of characteristics and qualities and possibilities rather than an incomplete list of examples. We didn't want it to get longer. And I'm sure it will come as no surprise that we had some feedback that was completely contradictory. Several folks finding meaning in a particular phrase and a few folks finding that same phrase needing to be taken out. Bylaw changes. As noted in your annual meeting packet in my report on page 5, this draft before you is the product of, I dare say, joy. I proposed a process and the Bylaws Committee just leaned in, and we had not one but two full sessions of wordsmithing by committee. And I kid you not, it was a blast. I want to thank all of those folks who participated somewhere along the process or multiple places along the process. And for those of you who sent such kind words in the Google Forms and in emails about this work, it really mattered. Thank you. And now, drumroll, please. You are welcome to read along from home when the screen appears, while muted, of course, or from your meeting packet, page 6. I'll also read them aloud because we know that different people process information differently. We, your Bylaws Committee, propose a new Article 1, Section 3. The UUMA's purpose is to develop, support, and strengthen the professional ministry of Unitarian Universalism. Through their respective roles, the members, board, executive, and staff of the UUMA will nurture our transforming faith through collaborative leadership. Recognizing the complexity of power and committed to ethical ministry, our relationality with and responsibility to one another, and our shared work dismantling systems and structures of racism and oppression, we, 1, help interpret and understand the roles and purposes of ministry informed by our guidelines for the conduct of ministry. 2, advocate for the ministerial roles, rights, and responsibilities of members, especially regarding actions that diminish those roles or curtail those rights and responsibilities. 3, deepen practices of covenant and lifelong learning, finding inspiration and sustenance in our collegial connection to one another, supporting each other in growth and renewal, and strengthening our skills and capacities in ministry. And 4, create and participate in accountability practices in the UUMA and foster accountable relationships with other religious professionals and organizations within Unitarian Universalism. As we have had several months and multiple opportunities to give feedback into this bylaw change, and following Rule 7, which I'm guessing, based on the poll that we could all see, the consent agenda passed, that we are not entertaining amendments from the floor, but we will have a time for discussion if desired. As your board trustee at large for governance, I hereby move Revision 1 to Article 1, Section 3 as presented in your annual meeting packet. And I hope you'll vote yes.
Thank you. Thank you, Wendy. It is wonderful to see someone with so much excitement and passion about our bylaws. As we all know, this is something that we all have to appreciate. Because the Bylaws Committee, as Wendy said, provided multiple opportunities over the past 6 months for input, feedback, and amendments to the proposed changes, we will not, as the rules state, be entertaining amendments during the meeting. However, we will hold the floor open per our rules for discussion, and that discussion might inform future actions that we could take together as a body. For this discussion, we will employ a progressive stack. So I'm going to ask Melissa Carvel-Zimmer to please explain the process for members to enter this queue.
Everybody, we've used the progressive stack for a few years now, so hopefully we're getting more comfortable with it. For those who are not familiar, this is a practice that we learned about through Occupy and through the work of Blue and other organizations. And this is an opportunity to provide a weighted queue that gives priority to voices that are too often marginalized. So what we'll be doing whenever we have discussion is inviting colleagues who hold marginalized identities to speak first. You determine if that is your experience, if you hold identities which you experienced as marginalized in the world. And then we will reserve the first two speaker spaces for each discussion accordingly. We'll continue to prioritize the voices of colleagues who join the progressive stack throughout our meetings. So in any discussion, to have your name added to the progressive stack, all you have to do is use the chat in Zoom to message me or Jeanette Lawyer. You can find us under exclamation point executive team and our name, and then say progressive PS yes, we will add you to the progressive stack.
Okay. So we have a motion on the floor. We're open for discussion, and Nick will be keeping our time. Wonder if it would be useful. Well, okay, Nick is keeping our time. So do we have any names in the progressive stack? We'll give it a minute for people to do the...
We'll speak first.
Bylaw changes. I love bylaw changes. First of all, I want to thank you for the great work that you did here. Thanks to everybody who was on the Bylaws Committee. I know how hard that work is. Second, I really want to thank you for giving us enough time to be with it. You know, 6 months, that's a good long time for us to process all of our feels and everything like that. Because I had a lot of them. I'm like everybody else, when I saw these changes, I was like, oh, but what about this? What about that? And what about this? And what about that? And you know what? When I asked myself, well, what about this? Oh, wait, it's over there. But what about this? Oh, wait, it's still there. It's over here. It's over here. And rather than having a list that can never be complete, you have given us a framework by which we can create and new processes, and a framework by which we can adapt quicker to changing times. So I'm a definite yes. I clearly am in the pro mic, And I really want to thank you for this work. Bylaw changes. It's going to be in my head for the rest of the day. Thank you, Wendy.
Thanks, Cheryl. I appreciate that. And thank you to the commission as well.
Thank you. I'm just going to read what was just put in the chat. Actually, I don't. To be added to the progressive stack, you can message Jeanette or Melissa. And then I guess if you are just to be in the regular queue, you can just be in the chat. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. So everybody can message me or Jeanette and just put PS yes, progressive stack yes, or PS no.
Okay. So anyone who would like to speak needs to message Jeanette or Melissa. If you're progressive stack, it's PS yes or PS no, if you're not. Who else would like to make a comment or has a question about this? We will give it a moment because technology makes everything just a little bit slower, even though it makes some things super quick.
One of the wonderful things about the progressive stack in my learning of it and my experience of it is holding this time regardless of speakers. So we hold the first few moments open regardless if there's no one from those marginalized communities who want to speak, but just acknowledging that time. So thank you for holding the space. I'll recognize Errol King de los Santos. I'm sorry, the name got cut off. De los Santos, Errol. Oh, mistake. I'm sorry, Errol.
Does Errol wish to speak?
Sorry, that was a mistake.
Oh, that's okay. All right, then Sarah Gibnosbar would like to speak.
Hello, I'm Sarah Gibnosbar. I'm on the regional staff of the Unitarian Universalist Association in the Pacific Western region. And I just want to speak with gratitude for these changes and the evolution that it reflects. In the past 3 weeks, two things have happened that bring this home for me. One was the training of the good offices persons that work on negotiated resignations, along with the UUA staff. We had the good offices persons and the UUA staff together for this training to really be able to advocate together for the ministry of Unitarian Universalism, not just advocate for the minister versus the congregation. We are on the same side now as UUA staff and as good offices. And that side is the accountability, ethical practice of ministry, and the ministry of our faith as a whole. And I'm so grateful for that. And then right after that training, I went to the UU Church of Tucson, which was harmed by the UUMA in 1993, nearly 30 years ago, when their minister was dismissed for sexual misconduct. And the president of the UUMA came and advocated for them to fulfill their contract and pay him. And the impact of it was that they experienced the UUMA only caring about ministers and not caring about them. And they held that for a long time. And 3 weeks ago in the service, through a whole process that they've been doing, I was able to apologize for the UUA's part in that harm. And the UUMA was also represented by that former president, able to talk to some of the leaders and share an apology for that harm. So these changes matter, and we should vote for them.
Thank you, Sarah. We appreciate it.
Lisa Bovee-Kemper would like to speak.
Hi, I also want to express my gratitude for the process and the team that did the work. I am very pleased to see the advocacy language in there. It's something that, you know, lots of us have been talking about in different ways in different places for a long time. So I'm very grateful to see that. I don't know that it is something to talk about now, but I am interested in, at some point, hearing more about kind of what the intent was and how we can live into that and support that change in the future. So I don't think I need that answer now, but I would be interested in more conversation. Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa.
Nina Gray would like to speak.
Yes, thank you. I really love most of it. The one thing that I think is a little oblique for me is understanding the roles and purposes of ministry informed by our guidelines for the conduct of ministry. Those guidelines can change over time, and I'm not sure quite exactly how that fits into the overall tone and spirit of the whole thing. And I'm just wondering if they could somehow be, I don't think we can change them, I guess, but that there might be some supplemental thing that would be able to inform that or flesh that out. Thank you.
Wendy B, do you wanna? Yeah, thank you.
Thanks, Nina. The guidelines for the conduct of ministry can change over time. And that's actually one of the reasons, I think, to have them here, because as time change and ministry changes and our guidelines change, and when we learn better, we try to be better, that having the guidelines as an influencing factor in the purposes of our association feels like an important thing. And that is actually a continuation that was in the original, or not the original, but the former, the thing we hope to change. That is one of the things that we carried forward, was the guidelines for the conduct of ministry. And because we have been doing so much work on that, to continue to flesh that out and to talk more about accountability and what that looks like and restorative practices, it feels important to keep it
there.
Thank you. Thanks.
Jeanette or Melissa, any other requests?
Currently, anybody else waiting to speak, unless we have missed your request, and there are 5 minutes of discussion remaining. I see Nick has posted.
Thank you, Nick. Well, we'll just wait for a few seconds, because again, this technology sometimes makes us deliberative, which is not a bad thing. All right, folks, I think we're going to, I want to add my appreciation to my colleague, Wendy, and the whole bylaws team for this work, and seeing no further people in the queue. I suspend this vote to our electronic ballot, which we'll hear more about shortly. Directions on how to vote on these revisions will be shared at the end of the meeting. Wendy, could you go to the second bylaws revision, please?
Sure thing. Thanks, Leslie. Bylaw changes. The second one is much simpler, I think. I hope. I pray. The second bylaw revision is simply a typo that seems to have escaped into the document for a little while. It's Article 14, Section 1. This bylaw is about how we make bylaw amendments. And if seeing the screen is available to you at this moment, you'll notice in the sort of two-thirds of the way down that the word mailed and the word sent are right next to each other. And we don't need both of those words. We all know that information is sent in many different ways now. So you can see on the next slide there with the purple, we're proposing to cross out mailed so that we just say that it is sent. I hereby move this typo correction as noted in your 2023 annual meeting packet. And per our meeting rule number 7, no amendments can be made at this time, and no amendments to this change were submitted by the deadline, so we can discuss it if there is a desire to. Let me turn it back to Leslie.
Yes. Is there any discussion on this motion, which is basically to correct a typo? If so, the progressive stack will be the same. We'll take just a few minutes to make sure that there are no questions. This is our chance to breathe. Some of us may not have had much of a chance to do that all day, so we can take that time. Okay. Hearing none, seeing nobody in the queue, again, I suspend this vote to our electronic ballot, and directions on how to vote on these revisions will be shared nearer to the end of our meeting. I now recognize the co-chairs of our nominating committee, Amy Williams-Clark and Margalie Belazer.
Good afternoon, beloveds. I am Amy Williams-Clark. My pronouns are she and her, and I live and work on the lands of the Susquehannock peoples, which is now known as the Baltimore area. As one of your co-chairs of your nominating committee, I am honored to present our slate of candidates and speak to the motion.
We're going to gently ask you to unmute. There you go.
I am Margalie Belazer, she, her, hers, also co-chair of the nominating committee. And I come to you from the land of the Seminole people who are indigenous to this land here, presently known as Orlando, Florida. Currently, the nominating committee is made up of Ali Casey Bell, Amy DeBeck, Amy Williams-Clark, DC Fortune, Cynthia Landrum, and myself.
As a nominating committee, we work hard to recruit and select members, recruit and select nominees for the UUMA elected leadership, and strive to balance demographic factors such as gender orientation, ethnicity, abilities, cultural competencies, age, geography, and ministry type.
We believe our slate of candidates reflects the balance for which we strive. For the Board of Trustees, Joseph Santos Lyons for widening the circle portfolio, and Carol Thomas Cecil for a second term as treasurer. For the nominating committee, John Coffey and Edith Love.
If we could take a moment to let our tech team spotlight. It's a challenge to spotlight. Thank you, Amy. Sorry to interrupt.
Again, for the Board of Trustees, Joseph Santos Lyons.
And Joseph is not here.
Okay. Carol Thomas Cecil. And for the nominating committee, John Coffey and Edith Love.
Serving in leadership of the UUMA is an important part of my ministry and has been my pleasure to serve you as one of the co-chairs of nominations. If you would like to be considered by the NomCom, to please look at your UUMA profile under UUMA Committee Interest, and please click on Board of Trustees and Nominating Committee.
We thank you for your attention today, for your collegiality, and for doing ministry in these challenging times. And also thank you to our retired ministers.
Thank you, Amy and Margalie. We're so grateful to you for your service and for the service of the entire nominating committee and those who have agreed to accept nomination. So as the nomination process has been publicized and passed as per our bylaws, no additional nominations will be entertained from the floor per our rules. Is there any discussion on this motion? Okay, hearing none, I suspend this vote to our electronic ballot. And I now call on Jeanette Lollier to explain the voting process.
Thank you, Leslie. Voting will open today at about 5 p.m. Eastern. We will wait for this recording to process because we'd like to post the recording at the same time as we open the voting and let you all know by email and our text that voting is open and that the recording is available for those of you who would benefit from a second listen or for those of our dear members who were not able to attend. It will close tomorrow at 5 p.m. to give the election tellers time to meet and collect the votes. To vote, we have a new web platform, which I hope you are enjoying, and I hope you are navigating your username and password well. Hannah tells me that everyone is having a different experience with their username and passwords, and we thank you for your generosity. I know every site I go to, I have a different experience with a username and password. Our whole staff is here to help you with your username and password, and if you have that problem, you can send staff@uuma.org, and one of our fabulous staff people will respond and help you log in. Once you are logged in, you can navigate to the Member Center. It has been my experience, once I log in, I am automatically taken to the Member Center. And at 5 o'clock, once voting is open, there will be a beautiful box that says, "Annual Meeting Voting is now active. Click here for more to read more." And you click here, and there will be four tabs at the top: directions, the name, the text of the bylaw revisions for one more review, the names, pictures, and bios of all of the folks on the nominating slate. And then the fourth tab is your ballot with the three questions. You will respond to each question and then hit submit. Be careful. I would be tempted to think that's it, but the system wants to make sure that it heard you correctly. And so it will ask you, are these what you want to submit? Please check this box to be sure and hit confirm. Hitting confirm will then send your vote to the machine, to the wherever it goes, to the tellers, and it will send you not only to a confirmation screen, but you will receive an email. It was my experience, this is a new system, that the email was not instantaneous. You know, in today's world, we have a different sense of time. I expected the email to be there like that. And it was kind of like that, or a little bit longer. So be patient, you should get an email confirmation. Check your spam. Spam has a way of collecting things we don't want it to from time to time. Also, if you need a password reset and you can't reach the staff, you can click send me my username or send me my password and it will send you an email. That often goes to the spam. So please check that as well. And if all of that doesn't work and you have problems with this, the process, you can reach out to an election teller via our UUMA telephone system. Our UUMA number is 617-848-0498. The tellers will be monitoring extension 703. So dial 617-848-0498, press in 703, and the election teller who is on call for that moment, if they're able to, will pick up the phone. If not, please leave a message and someone will get back to you to help. You may also leave your ballot on that answering machine. Just say your name and describe how you would like to vote on the three questions. And as always, if you have any questions, you can send me a private message or a chat message, or you can send me an email. Nina, I'll connect with you on the chat. Thank you, Leslie.
Thank you, Jeanette. And I want to take a moment just to say again how deeply grateful we are to our executive team and our staff. They keep us going, which is really, really helpful in these times. So, dear colleagues, we are going to have some time for collegial circles. We are going to ask you to, before you hit that leave button, to take some time for essential dialogue with one another about collegiality. And on Thursday, we're going to have time for the topics that you've generated. So to add a topic for our Thursday time, you can fill out the poll that I think someone's putting in the chat. So, or you can email a member of the executive team. So the purpose of this space, I think many of us have realized that in the world we live in now, we have less opportunity for collegial conversation. And I know that sometimes in these meetings, the small group parts are the time that we think, well, this is a great chance to take some time off or do whatever we need to do. And we should take some time to do that. The collegial conversation time is the part that I will admit I often would skip out on, lacking the energy to meet new people or concerned about safety to enter into a group that I don't necessarily know. And so instead today, your board is asking you, and we've had some very specific conversation about this. We've had some very specific conversation that we are going to ask you to enter into these small groups that we're about to have, these collegial circles with one another, with curiosity about one another and the willingness to be authentic with one another. And what that means is that if someone does something in that group that does make you feel less safe, we ask you to be willing to name it gently if you're in that space to do so if possible, and allow someone to know that they have said something that has caused us harm. And if we are the person who is receiving that feedback, we ask that we be willing to hear it with grace if we can summon it, and in the spirit of growth that fuels our living tradition. So therefore, if we unintentionally cause harm, we can learn from that moment and we can together continue to weave our web of connections among us. If you need some support offering feedback to your colleagues or support processing feedback given to you, we continue to have the resources of our Care and Covenant teams available to you. Only through dialogue with one another can we continue to learn that which we wish that those we minister to would experience, that community is possible across difference. And in fact, that it is enhanced when we feel capable of speaking from our different life experiences. So we wish to have a conversation about collegiality, about where you're finding collegiality, about how you're finding collegiality, and about the ways that in this world that we live in now, this 2023 world, you need collegiality. So after these discussions, we will come back and have some follow-up on this topic and then conclude our meeting, which will be followed by the opportunities for us to socialize with each other. So we have thought about this question, and we are continuing to recognize, as I said, that the state of collegiality is changing just like everything else, the ways we seek it, the ways that we need it. And so our question for you is this one. What kinds of collegial support are working for you today in 2023? And I think the trick to this is for us to really stay focused on this. What kinds of collegial support are working for you and why? And what kinds do you not have, which you need? Because our goal is to continue to enhance one another's ability to thrive. I do want to really thank our staff today, and Jeanette Lollier, who's been working on all the logistics around this, and Hannah, who worked extra time to kind of figure out how we could make this breakout work. So that was really lovely. So thank you so much for that. It was great to have. I am going to ask Melissa to just chime in on something, because we had the poll and we wanted to launch that as kind of like a flash poll. I know that it went and some people answered it, but I also know it got closed down to some extent. So I didn't know if you were going to relaunch that. If so, just go ahead and do that. But I think quite a few people, about 250 people, got to participate in the poll. So that's great. And so I want to lift up what Rebecca's doing right now. So if you didn't get a chance, don't re-vote if you didn't, if you already got a chance to vote. But if you didn't get a chance to vote in our poll, please vote in the poll now. And then we'll just do some addition. How's that for a big promise? We'll actually add the numbers from the one poll to the other poll. And that's how we'll make that fancy technology work. So it was really, really appreciate the comments. Yeah, it looks like some folks are putting things in. And I wanted to say that a couple of you are putting, like Rebecca and others said, that there were some things that weren't listed in the poll. So please feel free to add things to the poll that are important to you, that, I mean, ideas about ways that we gather collegially that weren't listed in the poll. And we will, we'll take those as well. We're saving this chat and we will be going through it to figure out ways that we can continue to enhance the ways that we gather collegially, because I think that it is really important. And I think one of the things that many of us have been talking about is how important it is to continue to reach out, especially to those of us who are newer in ministry, and make sure that we have the opportunity, that everybody has the opportunity to experience the benefits of collegiality. So because things have changed so much in the last couple of years that it's hard to always know. For those who have been meeting, there are now people who have done all of seminary virtually and all of their preparation virtually. And I think that is something that is real. So thank you. So thanks again, if you're just coming in, for your participation in our collegial circles. And if you were just coming in and you didn't have a chance to be in our poll earlier, please take a minute to answer our collegial connections poll, which we'll be using to guide our efforts on your behalf in the next year. Again, I want to take a moment to thank the board, which has worked so hard this year. We'll be back on Thursday for the second half of this meeting, and we have spent a lot of time also thinking about good ways for us to have conversation and gather on the second day as well. So we hope you will, if you haven't yet registered for the second day of our meeting, this is a wonderful time, as soon as you jump off here, to also register for that meeting. Same time, same channel, Thursday. So if you could join us for that, we are eager to be with you again and to use this time. I know this is going to be, I want to see if there's anything that we need to add. I'm looking to the executive team. I want to thank again the executive team and the staff for their amazing work on our behalf throughout the year, but also I want to take some time too to just invite people to keep putting these great ideas in the chat for us. But we also have our voting process, and I just thought we would take a moment to reiterate that if Jeanette's available.
And if great, not, yep.
Oh, there
I
we go.
I can do that. We are going to send out an email and hopefully a text message, and we'll put it through on our social media outlets to let you know when this recording is available and the voting is open. The voting confirmation will have this poll where you can, and we'll add, I'll go through and we'll add the pieces of collegiality that were not there. We'll add them in and you can respond to that. If you weren't able to do the poll, you can respond to the email and answer the poll on our website. That will also allow people who were not here, because we are holding them. I hold them all the time. When you're not here, I hold you also in my heart. And so we are going to give them an opportunity to participate in this poll. Is it okay, Leslie? May I recognize Derek to give a little update about Ministry Days while we have a few extra moments? Derek?
Thank you, Jeanette. So we just want to remind you, if you haven't planned already, that Ministry Days is coming in amazingly 2 weeks. How did that happen? We are so excited about having with our a keynote with Dr. Xiomara Veronese Cervantes Gomez, and I think that she is going to have a lead us in a really good conversation around what it actually means to be to live an inclusive faith, and what are we actually committing to in that languaging. And our worship leaders are outstanding, and so excited to share the worships that we have planned for you. And also for our opportunity to connect with our religious educator siblings as well, because Loretta will be with us on Tuesday as a precursor to their professional days. So that opportunities to connect in different ways, as well as social connections through a dance and a game night. And if you haven't signed up, please do so. You can still definitely, there's a lot of programming virtually as well. So we just want to make sure that if you haven't registered yet, it's not too late. Also, the Berry Street is something that's going to be really exciting as well. And I'm also just want to make sure that you have the link. I'm going to put this just as a segue that we will be using Gather after, and I am actually going to put the link in to the chat right now so that you can actually join after this time to hang out for a little bit and connect in another way of connecting virtually. And so I will pass it back to Leslie.
Thank you, Derek.
Leslie, let me jump in for a minute too. If I will stay in this room, if anyone's uncomfortable with the Gather technology and just wants to hang out in this space, I'm here to hang out with you until the top of the hour.
Great. Thank you, Jeanette. Well, I will just again say thank you to all the people that made this meeting happen. And I will look forward to seeing you when we resume on Thursday. During our time together on Thursday, we're going to hear reports from our treasurer and our executive team. And I want to say there's a lot going on. Every time we have a board meeting, I am amazed at all the things that are changing as well. We will have a conversation about the UUMA's role, continuing role in advocating for us as ministers, including congregational accountability and other manners, organizational accountability. And we'll have time to talk about some of the real pressures on us as ministers and what we can do to reduce them, and also to take advantage of new opportunities together. So with all of that, I now suspend this meeting so that all of our members may have the opportunity to vote on the proposed measures, and we will reconvene on Thursday. And with that, I recognize Marlene Walker, our at-large board member with the portfolio of ethics and collegiality, who will share some closing words.
Hello, colleagues. I'm Marlene Walker. I use the pronouns she, her, and I am on the ancestral lands of the Ho-Chunk and Potawatomi people. I serve as your at-large trustee for collegiality and ethics. I close this portion of our meeting with these words from the New Zealand writer Carrie Holm. They were nothing more than people by themselves. Even paired, any pairing, they would have been nothing more than people by themselves. But altogether, they have become the heart and muscles and mind of something perilous and new, something strange and growing and great. Together, altogether, they are the instruments of change. We gather because, as our UUMA mission statement says, we need one another.
Thank you all. See you on Thursday.